This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian troops have struck a strategic bridge essential for Moscow to supply its forces occupying the country's south. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledez reports.
The deputy head of the Moscow-appointed administration for the Kherson region says the Ukrainian military struck the Antonivskaya bridge across the Dnieper River late on Tuesday. He said the bridge remains standing, but its surface is pierced with holes, forcing a halt to traffic. The nearly one-mile-long bridge sustained serious damage in previous Ukrainian shelling last week when it received multiple hits. It was closed for trucks, but had remained open for passenger vehicles until the latest strike. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A strong earthquake set off landslides and damaged buildings in the northern Philippines Wednesday, killing at least four people and injuring dozens. In the capital, hospital patients were evacuated and terrified people rushed outdoors. The 7-magnitude quake was centered in a mountainous area of Abra province. The head of the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology, who described the mid-morning shaking as a major earthquake. At least four people died, mostly in collapsed structures, including a villager hit by falling cement slabs in his house, where at least 25 others were injured. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will speak, according to Thursday, to officials. Their first conversation in 4 months, coming amid new tensions between Washington and Beijing. Beijing is warning that it will take forceful measures should House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visit the self-ruled island of Taiwan that China claims as part of its territory. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Donna Water reports that the Pentagon is developing plans if, in fact, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi does, in fact, visit Taiwan.
Officials tell the Associated Press that if Nancy Pelosi flies to Taiwan, the military would likely provide overlapping rings of protection with fighter jets, ships, surveillance, and other military systems in the air and on the ground. Pelosi would be the highest-ranking U.S. elected official to visit Taiwan since 1997. Discussion of a trip comes at a time when China has escalated what the U.S. and its allies in the Pacific describe as risky one-on-one confrontations with other militaries. China considers self-ruling Taiwan its own territory and has raised the prospect of annexing it by force. President Joe Biden said last week that a Pelosi trip to Taiwan is, quote, not a good idea right now, end quote. Donna Water, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Biden says he is feeling great 5 days after testing positive for COVID-19. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president remains isolated here in the White House and met virtually with South Korean business leaders who sat around a Roosevelt Room table while the president spoke on a monitor.
Oh boy, I look as great as I feel here.
Which drew some laughs.
That sounded awful. I never looked that good. I hope I look as good as I usually do, which is not that good.
His doctor says the president's symptoms are nearly gone. He plans to take another test, and his virus response chief says the moment the test is negative, the president will be back at work. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Officials say more than 15 people were killed, dozens injured during 2 days of demonstrations in Congo's east against the United Nations mission in the country. The UN says one peacekeeper and two international policemen were killed Tuesday at the UN base in North Kivu province, but attackers who seized weapons from Congolese police began shooting. The UN says hundreds of assailants attacked UN bases across North Kivu, including in Goma. Demonstrators set fires and forced entry into the Goma base on Monday, accusing the peacekeeping forces of failing to protect civilians amid rising violence in Congo's eastern region. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian troops have now struck a strategic bridge central for Moscow to supply its forces occupying the country's south, and a strong earthquake set off landslides and damaged buildings in the northern Philippines Wednesday that killed at least four people and injured dozens in the capital. Hospital patients were evacuated and terrified people rushed outdoors. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.